Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Hello there. My name is Patricia King, and a couple of weeks, or just over a couple of weeks ago, Michelle Burkett and I recorded a program regarding the abortion issue, pro-life versus pro-choice, and it was a great program. And because we need you to be involved, we need you to rise up in this front line and give your voice forward. And so it's a very important program. But since that time, and the time of this recording right now, there has been so much progress made that literally many other states are involved in banning abortion procedures on different levels. And we're very excited about the momentum, but we need your prayer more than ever. So we are presenting this subject to you. We hope that you enjoy the program today. And we really invite you to let your voice be known. Get on your social media and give your voice, contact your government officials and let your voice be heard before the Father. And because there's so much opposition now coming against these abortion bans, that we need to rise up now with the truth that we believe and see God do great things. Okay. So enjoy the program. And keep in contact with us so that we know where you're at on this subject. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, hello and welcome to Women on the Rise. My name is Michelle Burkett. I'm the director of Patricia King's Women in Ministry Network. And with me is Patricia King.
Hey, we've got an amazing topic today.
We do. We've got a great topic today. It's a topic that is very pertinent and an area where the church needs to be radically involved. And that is on the topic of abortion and the heart of God. And Patricia, as the church, it's our responsibility to bring the heart of God into mm-hmm. everything in the earth.
Absolutely.
And this is an area where we are seeing some things turn, yeah. and we're very excited about that, yeah. but there's still work to do.
You know, Michelle, when I was a teenager is when in Canada, there was a promotion of abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, it was back in those days, it was, you know, actually a lack of law concerning it, but it was brought forth that women could have abortion. Back then it was under 3 months if, you know, you were under 3 months pregnant. And if you had three doctors and counselors and that giving an agreement to if it was a life-threatening situation. But then it started to develop the life-threatening situations mm-hmm. where, well, it's going to ruin the girl's future. It's going to ruin her emotionally and stuff like that. So they started passing more and more. Oftentimes they couldn't get the three people together, so they kind of let that go. Yeah. And there was nothing to stop it, to a point where in Canada for years there's been no law against abortion at all at any stage. They've had late term abortions are not illegal in Canada for a long time.
Wow.
And of course we know in the USA and in other nations there is this promotion of late term abortion.
Right.
But back in the day, I didn't know. I was not a Christian yet. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this is really nice to be able to, you know, have a woman have her will in this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially if she was raped or if she's a young girl that mm-hmm. isn't prepared for motherhood. Mm-hmm. And I thought on a humanitarian level, it sounded good to me.
Right.
So when I went into nursing, it was, we were starting to get a lot of abortions coming into the hospital and that. And I remember thinking that that was okay. Mm-hmm. But when I became a Christian, God turned my heart and gave me his heartbeat for it. And it's a totally different take on what the world thinks, okay?
It
because
usually is,
he
right?
He is the giver of life.
Yes.
And he
yes.
values life, all life. And if he's the one that gives it, we can't take it away.
That's right.
Just because we find that life inconvenient. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a huge topic that we're going into mm-hmm. today, and we're going to introduce you, first of all, to a friend of ours. She is in our Women in Ministry network, Dr. Laura Lewis, who was involved in general practice for many years, and then God touched her heart concerning the area of abortion, and conviction came into her heart, and she had this desire to help women, but to also bring the cause forward. And so we so appreciate her, and especially her gentle nature in bringing it forth. It's non-condemning, but mm-hmm. she is making great strides. In fact, Michelle, her and Faitine Grzeski,
yes.
who's another leader in Canada, mm-hmm. Went over to join our team in Cambodia, where there had been abortion clinics just about on every street corner. Even pastors' wives and many people in the medical profession as well did not even understand that it was taking life.
Wow.
So they went over and presented a seminar to professionals who were pastors and leaders, doctors and others in the medical field, social workers and so on, and presented the seminar. And for many of them, it was the very first time ever that they had been presented with the truth
wow.
about what happens in the womb. Mm-hmm. On that particular day, there was a doctor present there that said, "I will never do another abortion."
Right on.
Just by that one very sensitive, beautifully presented presentation, yeah. and also pastors' wives. Some of the people yeah. over there through that time, our team became aware that they had been having up to 20 abortions from one individual, and that was not uncommon.
Wow.
So this is a huge issue. So it's our great delight for us to present to you Dr. Laura Lewis.
Greetings, Patricia, Michelle, and the Women on the Rise viewers. It is my great pleasure to be here with you today to just speak briefly about abortion and God's heart and just what I see happening in the nations. I believe this is a time when we should feel so encouraged because there is a momentum happening that is shifting this conversation. There's a window of opportunity that is open. And even though some of the views may look dark, may look disappointing, there's been some legislation that has been troubling. But really, when we look at it from a bigger perspective, we see more people standing up and saying, well, look, wait a minute, maybe we do need a conversation on that. We see politicians and national leaders saying, this is a legitimate discussion that needs to happen. We can legitimately look at how we're spending our money, how we're responding to people in need, to women and men and families that have been hurt and impacted by abortion. It is a legitimate topic of discussion at a national level, at a regional level, and also I pray at the medical level. And it is really my hope that we will continue to walk in a manner that reflects the love of God in this struggle, this battle. That we would always respond with love, because that is what will help to change the dynamic. We are not fighting against people. We are fighting against ideologies that are twisted and dark. And so I pray that in general, we will always be responding with God's heart, which is always for people, that we would not get caught up in anger, in harshness, but that we would make room for our opponents to receive the goodness of God and the truth of the gospel message, and that we would always bring that heart of mercy to these debates and discussions. My hope also is that the medical community will wake up to this. Having worked as a physician for 20 years, this is one area where I feel that we still need to contend and to help bring change. And one of the things that, I would encourage all of you to still walk in courage and love to speak truth, all of those things. But if you are willing, I would encourage individuals to go and speak with their own physician. If you've been impacted by abortion, if you've realized over time, this did not help me, this was a harmful situation in my life, go and just tell your doctor privately, because physicians do care about how their medical decisions impact their patients. So I just believe this is another way that we can help bring God's heart and healing and bring change to our nation in this important area of abortion. So thank you so much. And I pray that you will be greatly blessed today. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a very powerful and encouraging exhortation that Dr. Laura Lewis gave us. And I want to just say right now that we can truly be encouraged. I know that just recently, not that long ago, in the USA, there's been 3 states for sure, and more probably coming on the way, that have passed what people are referring to as a heartbeat bill, which basically means there's no abortion allowed in those states if the heartbeat can be detected. And so that's a big thrust forward.
Awesome.
It's awesome. But I know that when the bill was passed in Georgia, a lot of women raised up against that with a very angry voice and said, how dare men make decisions for us women? We have a right to have abortion. We have a right to take life. And I want to address that, first of all, and I appreciate what Laura Lewis said about how we need to address these issues, not out of anger, but out of speaking the truth in love and showing mercy and compassion. But there's also a time when you have to shoot it straight, but just make sure that it's through love being the motive. But, you know, I think there's a deception going on that we actually need to address.
Huge.
And that is that for a woman to think that it's all about her decision is not the truth. What about the baby who has no voice at all?
Right.
No voice at all. And it's that child's life that is being taken.
Yes.
So number one, the baby has no voice. It's no choice at all for the baby. It talks about pro-choice.
Right.
But we need to have pro-choice for the baby as well. And the other thing, what about the father?
Fathers, that's right.
I mean, I was speaking to a father recently, just a few months back, who found out after the fact that his girlfriend at the time had had an abortion. So he had a child that he never knew about
it.
And his girlfriend took the life without even conferring with him.
That's heartbreaking.
So we're talking about choice, and there needs to be a lot of choice, a lot more choice involved in here. And especially, what about God's choice?
Right.
I mean, he's the primary choice. So there is a deception that is going on, especially in women in this hour, that are shouting, we want our choice, we want our choice, we want our choice. And it is an actual deception. I remember being deceived by that same spirit before I became a Christian. I remember thinking, this is a good thing. You know, this is a good thing if women aren't ready to have a family or whatever, just take the life within it. I never even thought of that child as being a real human being.
Yeah.
And we have to be used by God to turn these mindsets. And I'm not saying go show hate towards anyone who's feeling differently. I agree with what Laura gave us instruction on. Speak the truth in love, but don't be afraid to speak it with strength. Sometimes love is tough and sometimes it's strong, but there's no hate in it. There's no, you know, the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. But people are being hurt, not only the baby, but there is such a deception. We hear over and over and over again from women who have had abortions that it brought depression to their life. They were remorseful for years afterwards. It brought even situations in their life where they couldn't have children after.
Right.
After. I mean, it just has damaged so much, because when you violate God's word, it's going to have effect on you, that sometimes you pay the consequence for years and years ahead of time.
In your soul. Yes. It's beyond just a political debate.
Exactly.
You know, it is a soul touching issue. And when, as you said, you know, that women, I mean, okay, to make a decision for an abortion actually goes against everything that a woman is.
Right.
You know, because we're created to be those carriers of life. We're right. created to give birth. And so there has to be a great deception to be so hardened yeah. to that,
yeah.
that you would begin to not even think of it as exactly. life inside of you.
And a lot of times it's a matter of not trusting God. I know that I had a Facebook post
yeah.
a few months back, and it was interesting. One woman posted there that she had actually been diagnosed by her doctor. They'd done the tests on the baby, and the baby had major malformations. There was major issues. And so the doctor's suggestion and recommendation was mm-hmm. that she would abort the child. Yeah. And I understand that he's sure. being compassionate, and you know, I totally understand the natural thinking of that. Sure. But she was a devout Christian and trusted God. She says, you know what? I don't believe in abortion, mm-hmm. and I'm going to commit myself mm-hmm. to this child. Mm-hmm. I'm committing myself to the life of this child. Mm-hmm. And she said, God, we're just trusting you to do whatever you need to do. She gave birth to the baby. They were able to hold the baby and love the baby. Mm-hmm. And then God took the baby. Mm-hmm. But it was through natural yeah. means. The baby just stopped yeah, breathing. Its yeah. organs shut down. But it didn't suffer or right. anything like that. It was right. just beautiful. And it was because she trusted God. And she was willing to trust the Lord no matter what.
Right.
You know, and I think that sometimes when we go the route of abortion, mm-hmm. it's because we have fear. And we don't think we can do it without yeah. doing abortion, which is to say, I'm not trusting God with the outcome.
Yeah.
But he is trustworthy.
It's kind of the ultimate of taking lives into our own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, scripture tells us that before we were even in the womb that he knew us,
yeah.
he has a destiny for us, and he knows all the good things that we're going to do to bring that destiny to pass. So when we cut that short because of our fear, because of what we want, and hiding behind it being a right that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I in the kingdom, my right is to be his. It's my privilege.
Right.
And just because there's a right in the earth doesn't mean it's my kingdom kingdom way to walk.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Those are two different systems.
That's right.
Kingdom and worldly, two different systems. By the way, we would mm-hmm. like to hear your comments. So if you're happening to watch on one of our social media portals that has chat on it, please give us your comments. We'd love to hear, and also your prayer requests for this.
Amen. We also have as a guest Dottie Barber. And Dottie is someone who had an abortion and is sharing with us today about what the experience was in her soul after that abortion and the healing and restoration of God is
awesome.
I just want to say what an honor it is to be able to share on this program. Thank you, Patricia, Michelle, and hello to all your viewers. I've been asked to share on my favorite topic, the heart of Father God and his love for the post-abortive woman. I can tell you from life experience that Father God is not ashamed or disappointed in you. He knows you, he sees you, and loves you, and nothing will ever change his mind about that. Though we find ourselves at times far from him, making decisions that have us hiding, covered in guilt and shame, he never moves away from us. As a young teenager, I experienced an abortion. It was a real confusing and awful time. I knew I had a big loss, but I didn't know how to process it all. And there was no one talking about it with me. It's as if it never happened. It was done and supposed to be over with, but not inside. There was a deep emptiness that left me numb and my life changed. I felt all alone and the silence was deafening. It was totally unresolved. I would find out many years later that I was experiencing a huge amount of grief and loss, and hiding it or not talking about it was the worst thing I could do. Several years later, I faced feelings of anxiety, loss of control, and fear. I was living in depression and sorrow, but didn't know why or what to do or how to talk about the pain and emptiness inside. I wanted to talk, but to who? It was easier to not bring it up to someone than to take the risk of sharing and being misunderstood or rejected and being hurt even more. I was trapped inside with a deep, dark secret, and no one felt approachable to talk with or trust with such an awful, erasable decision. I was in a desperate spot, alone and seeming no way out. By myself, I cried out loud, having no idea Jesus was near and listening. He began to quieten my troubled mind and scattered thoughts by having me remember a child's church song, "Jesus Loves Me," and I sang it over and over again. And as I remembered the song and was continuing to sing it, I started slowly thinking about it and believing it. Having my thoughts beginning to lift, I started thinking more clearly and realized I needed to forgive some of the people in my life that had hurt me. This was the beginning of a journey of God revealing His great love to me, His incredible forgiveness and grace that encompassed every little, big crack and cranny in my life that was hurt, troubled, embarrassed, or that I was ashamed of. He showed me by revealing to my broken heart, my confusion and total despair, that no matter what my past decisions and regrets were, that did not change His mind or love, ever flowing, never stopping, never ending. And as I learned to trust that God was real and present in my day-to-day life, and that He was not only understood, and that He not only understood my pain and mess, but it didn't change His desire to be with me or help me through it. That He really knew me, everything about me, and still wanted to be with me through everything, just overwhelmed me. His great love and interest in my private life and accepting me without hesitation, but instead with great desire, was completely profound. Walking each day in this new way, trusting and believing what God was showing me, began to change me. I believed He loved me and was for me and would make good come out of every situation. God's love healed me from the pain from having an abortion. He completely forgave me, delivered me, healed me, and put me together again. My greatest desire is that you would know the truth about God, that He is the kindest, loving, most wonderful Father who relentlessly pursues us with His love that never fails. I was in great need of His love and forgiveness, and He gave that to me. And knowing that I'm loved, I'm able to love others deeply. I could never not mention the incredible redeeming power God has in taking my life as a troubled teenager with the loss of my first child through an abortion and down the quarter of time restored to me a beautiful family with 5 children and 13 grandchildren. He has also placed in me a position where people are facing life crises and I'm able to walk beside them through their journey. All I can say is what He's done for me, He can absolutely do for you. That's His promise. That's who He is. And He never changes. Love wins. And He is loved.
Oh, Dottie, thank you. And, you know, but one of the things that I love about Dottie is she so carries the heart and the love of God in working with women who are suffering from the trauma of having an abortion. And I know that there are some of you who are watching and you've made that decision to have an abortion and it has wounded your soul. And maybe you haven't known where to go or who to talk to. And maybe you even feel that you can't even talk to God about it because it's just, you know, it wasn't right. But I want to say to you that there is nothing that you can do that will hinder the love of God in your life and that He does love you. Nothing can separate you from that love. And Scripture says that all we do is we turn to Him and we say, "Oh, Father, forgive me." And that He is standing there and He's waiting for that with already forgiveness granted. And in that place that when we turn to Him, He binds up your broken heart. He erases pain that you've been tortured with since that decision. And God restores. It's a beautiful testimony from Dottie, and that testimony can also be yours. Mm-hmm. So, Father, I pray right now for those who have this pain, and God, that they recognize that there's been a choice that they've made, and it wasn't the righteous choice. And Lord, you say that when we come to you and we confess our sins, that you forgive us and you put us back together again. So God, I thank you for that. And for every woman who's watching, who is confessing that sin before you now, I thank you for your spirit of love that is even now swaddling them. Amen. That Lord, that you're surrounding them and that your oil is flowing into every part of their being, and that you are bringing a peace into their heart and an understanding, a deep knowledge that they are so very forgiven and so very, very loved.
Amen. That was so powerful. You know, our blunders in life, our mistakes, our, you know, the things that we have regret over, they can be a stumbling block for our future or a stepping stone into greater things.
That's right.
And we've met so many women who had just, you know, wreckage in their life because of choices for abortion and other things. Mm. And yet when God came and healed them, then now they're being used to help other people.
That's awesome.
And so we just want to encourage you, always turn the bad things into good things, right? Just turn it around. And I want to mention also, Laura mentioned in her talk earlier that we could make appointments with our physician, or at least maybe write a letter to them if you can't get in to have a private appointment with them. But also, your government leaders, especially on your state or provincial levels, go and make an appointment with them. That is their job. They are your servant. You know, they're not ruling it over you. They're actually hired by you. Mm-hmm. It's your tax money that is paying for them. And it is their obligation to hear the people that they are serving. And so go and have a talk with them. Say, you know, I really need to talk about this abortion issue with you because I want our state or our province to take a strong stand in this. And when you go into, you know, a federal meeting, I want you to represent my voice.
Yes.
Right? And you think, well, who's my voice? You'd be surprised at how big your voice is if you just use the voice. And that's one of the problems, I think, is that we haven't used the voice, right? And we do have a voice.
We do. And we need to be the voice for the voiceless.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We want to, just before we tie up the program, I want to share with you a little bit about the Women in Ministry Network, because I'd love to invite you to join the network if you are feeling that you are a woman of God on the rise who wants to serve him with all your heart. You know, a lot of times when we think of the word ministry, we think of someone behind a pulpit or someone on the mission field or someone as a career minister. But that is not what that word means. It means to serve. Ministry is serving. And when you are a handmaiden of the Lord, it's when you're saying, Lord, my life is for you. And I want to count for you. I want my faith, my life, my gifts, everything to be used for the advancement of your kingdom. And if that's you, if that's your heart, that makes you a minister. And there are things in you that can unfold and be enlarged in the spirit and in your life for touching other people's lives that maybe you haven't even tapped into yet. And that's what we love to do in the network, is to empower women and to let them see the beauty of what they're carrying and even give them opportunities to share that with others. And in the Women in Ministry Network, we've got an amazing apostolic team of leaders who cover you. Leaders such as Bill Johnson and Cheon, James Gall, Heidi Baker, a whole team of over 12 apostolic men and women who said, when the Lord gave me this vision to start the network, they said, we're going to say yes to blessing those that are in the network. We're going to be a covering of blessing over that network. And so many women tell us, well, I'd love to minister, but I don't have a covering. I don't have people who are cheering me on. Well, the network is for you. So go on patriciaking.com. And there's a tab there for Women in Ministry Network, and just push that menu tab and you'll get information and go through the application process, because we want to get behind as many women as we can to see them take their place. This is a time when women are being breathed upon by the Spirit of God. But you know what? There's also the enemy breathing on women right now. And that's why there's some twisted communication and some deceptions going on and wrong voices being spoken. It's because we have to take our place. We have to rise up because the voice of truth will overpower the voice of deception, but we have to take our place. And the Lord's calling you to take your place. So go to patriciaking.com and review the application today. We'd love to have you in the network, and let this be a new season for you as you thrust forward and be all that you can be in Jesus.
I love that, Patricia. Absolutely.
Well, you're the director of the network.
I know. That's why I love it.
And you look after the women so well, Michelle. You're amazing.
I love them so much. They each have bring such unique facets of the heart of God.
I know.
It's just so wonderful.
And I love the Facebook where they all give interaction and encouragement to one another. It's such a pool of encouragement. And then you host the conference call every month where we feature the messages that our women are carrying. Yeah. And then, of course, on Women on the Rise.
Right.
I just love it.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a great network.
I have a decree to close our show today. Mm-hmm. And this decree is for those who have prayed that prayer of redemption and forgiveness. And it says, "The Lord hears your cry and delivers you. The Lord is faithful and just. He forgives your sins and purifies you from all unrighteousness. So now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against you because you are joined in life union with Jesus, the Anointed One. Who could ever separate you from the endless love of God's Anointed One? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish His love toward you."
Oh, amen. And I release that decree over the unborn too.
Amen.
The ones that are in the
womb so good.
Right now,
he
we release that decree over
yes.
them. That is so
I love
awesome.
It. That's so good, Patricia.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to also direct you to our resource department. If you go to, again, patriciaking.com, we've got resource for you. And a couple that I'd like to feature today are the 31 Decrees of Blessing for Women. It's a 31-day devotional where every single day highlights a blessing that has been given to you in covenant. And then there's also 10 decrees for each day for decreeing over your life that particular blessing. The reason I love that book, 31 Decrees of Blessing for Women, is that it centers you. You could be sitting there drinking your coffee in the morning and reading the devotional, and it'll keep you centered for the day and let you have something to attach your faith for so that blessings can rain down upon you and your family. And then the other one that I'd like to suggest to you while you're on the store is to get the book called Arise. Mm-hmm. And it is a prophetic book. It's a powerful book about women. It's written by Larry Sparks, a publisher for Destiny Image, and myself. And also we have contributors like Benny Johnson and Barbara Yoder and many other prophetic voices, women sharing and contributing into it. It is so powerful that you actually feel an infusion of the Spirit of God causing you to arise after you read that book. I think that you'd really enjoy it. And they make nice gifts for others. So it's on patriciaking.com. Go to the resource section of the store and you can pick those up. 31 Decrees of Blessing for Women and Arise. It's a wonderful book. In addition to that, on patriciaking.com, you'll see a tab for the Patricia King Institute, PKI, and we have courses for women. And if you happen to be a woman in our network, those courses are 50% off for you. And so that's just another initiative for you to join the network. But anyways, God bless you and know that you are loved and you keep arising into the fullness of what God has for you because you are a woman on the rise.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClair is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.